Hey there, beautiful one. I invite you to take a nice deep breath. And here we go. Take this moment to relax, reprogram, and replace any negativity that you may be experiencing with positive affirmations. It's that time to get our mind right. So let's do this. I am in alignment with my true self, and I live authentically. I am in alignment with my true self and live authentically. I am surrounded by love, support, and positive energy. I am surrounded by love, support, and positive energy. I am connected to the divine and trust in the unfolding of my life's journey. I am connected to the divine and trust in the unfolding of my life's journey. I am worthy of receiving unconditional love and acceptance. I am worthy of receiving unconditional love and acceptance. I am confident in expressing my thoughts, feelings, and needs honestly. I am confident in expressing my thoughts, feelings, and needs honestly. I am grateful for the wisdom and knowledge I gain from experience. I am grateful for the wisdom and knowledge I gain from experience. I am surrounded by abundance and prosperity at all times. I am surrounded by abundance and prosperity at all times. I am worthy of making all of my dreams a reality. I am worthy of making all of my dreams a reality. I am deserving of experiencing deep and meaningful connections with others. I am deserving of experiencing deep and meaningful connections with others. I am capable of embracing change and adapting to new situations effortlessly. I am capable of embracing change and adapting to new situations effortlessly. I am confident in my ability to create a life of joy and fulfillment. I am confident in my ability to create a life of joy and fulfillment. I am grateful for my inner strength and resilience. I am grateful for my inner strength and resilience. I am surrounded by positive and supportive people, always. I am surrounded by positive and supportive people, always. I am strong, both mentally and physically. I am strong, both mentally and physically. And I am grateful for all the blessings in my life. And I am grateful for all the blessings in my life. Well, hi. How are you doing? I am finally getting back to normal here. For those who know, I've been planting trees, lots of trees. And for those of you who don't know, I've been planting trees for the last 2 weeks. And, you know, I did my part for Earth Day, that's for sure. It's the main reason I'm doing this is not only, of course, because it's good for the land and the property, but I am building a green wall of pine trees between me and my lovely neighbor. And that's all I have to say about him. It's part of my manifestation strategy going on. I am manifesting a new neighbor, a pleasant, beautiful, kind, lovely, amazing neighbor. Like Mr. Rogers, could you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? So that will happen. A lot has happened in the last couple of weeks. I can give you a little manifestation story that I have. And it has to do with the trees. So I started this tree project thinking that I could get more trees in the ground than I physically was able to do. And, you know, just when it seemed bleak and didn't have any clue how I was going to get all these trees in the ground by myself, I started manifesting, you know, some help. And it didn't take too long. A guy that I know from the area, he came over and said, "Do you need help putting these trees in the ground? I just put a couple thousand over on my property, and I still have the tree planter. So you want me to help you?" And I said, "Heck yeah." I was so happy. It was like a hero just showed up, and it was amazing and beautiful for him to help me get the rest of these trees in the ground. I still have 25 pine trees left, so I am going to get those in the ground today, and I'll be done. So yeah, it's a little story that manifestation, it works. And I was really surprised and really grateful that he came by and offered his help. As really, really unexpected, and I am so grateful to him for his help. Okay, so what else has been going on? I had a nice and friendly bat show up in my cottage. I was just minding my own business, watching a little television, and a bat starts just flying in my living room. And I am just shocked. This has never happened. One time, when I had my dogs, a bat had flew in my porch area many years ago and flew in because I was letting the dog outside. So that's the only time this has ever happened to me. I've never just been sitting in my house and have a bat just flying around out of nowhere. There's the only thing that I can think of is it actually hibernated somewhere in my house over the winter. It has to be. There's no other way of explaining it at all. So I proceeded to open my bedroom window and the front door, hoping that my cats wouldn't come in the house at this particular time, because that would have been madness. And I just waited. I kind of stood behind my bedroom door and watched it in the crack of the door just circling in my living room and waiting for him or her to come in my bedroom and fly out the window. That didn't happen. So I noticed from the crack that I'm looking into my living, I noticed that the bat had stopped flying around. So I kind of like crept down towards the floor more and was kind of looking around in the living room, and I didn't see the bat. So I kind of got up and I'm like, oh gosh, did he fly out the door? Well, then I looked into my my little spare room. It's kind of like an office slash whatever room. And I see this little thing hanging on my woodwork in that room. And so, of course, I'm nervous. This is insane that this is even happening. But I have that spirit inside me. Like, I'm going to get this handled. I'm not calling anybody. I'm doing this. And I'm manifesting that that bat is not going to bother me. That's my mindset. So I go into the room carefully and watching him like a hawk. And he's still hanging there. And I actually thought that he was stuck because his little foot was kind of in a crack in my, in the woodwork. But okay, so I carefully get the window down completely while he's still in this hanging position. And I put a sheet over the doorway because I don't have a door on that particular room. So I put a sheet up. And, you know, at this point, again, I think he's stuck because he's not moving. He's kind of watching me, but he's not moving. And it's so I decided to get one of my brooms. And so I went in through the sheet and I just, you know, touched him a little bit, hoping he'd fly out the window. And that's exactly what he did. He got up and he flew around the room twice and right out the window. So, crisis averted, and I got the bat out safely for both of us. And then, of course, my spiritual self wants to look up the meaning of a bat. And I was really pleasantly surprised with the spiritual meaning of a bat because, as I said, during the eclipse, I did a deep meditation about releasing a negative old stuff from my past. And I just do it mentally during my meditation. And I do this every once in a while, just gets rid of the old stuff that is no longer serving my highest purpose, you know. But during an eclipse, I thought that this was a perfect time for this because, as I said, our ancestors believe it's the whole rebirth cycle. It's, you know, going from the old to the new. So I thought, perfect. Well, when I looked up the spiritual meaning of a bat, it was all about rebirth and your intuition, and even the Chinese, the symbol of the bat is happiness. So I believe in signs and symbols, and the bat was here to remind me of my rebirth and my strong intuition. So I'm grateful, and I'm grateful that it left calmly and, you know, didn't get stuck in my hair, because that's always a story. Don't let the bat get stuck in your hair. And of course, you know, I'm just grateful that we parted ways peacefully. And it's funny because I started thinking about the bats in the area. And I started noticing, I usually have 2 to 3 bats that hang out in the area here during the summer. And they do a hell of a job cutting the mosquitoes down. They are a necessary part of the earth and our system here, especially the bugs. And because I am situated on a piece of land that has wetlands, the mosquitoes are, you know, they can be a little crazy, but not with the bats. So it was just last year, or maybe the year before, and I was thinking that I wasn't seeing the bats as much. So I was putting that out there in the universe, manifesting, you know, let's get some bats here to handle the mosquitoes and make sure that they are, you know, doing well in their habitat here. So yeah, that's probably why he showed up in my house. I mean, who knows, but that's my bat story. Let's think of some other positive things that have happened in the last week. Well, here's something positive, because the neighbor is making these ditch type irrigation things. I had a pair of ducks show up while I was out planting trees, and I got to watch them and see them together. That was lovely. Been also seeing the turkeys. Every spring the turkeys come out, and they're searching for food and such, so they're really neat. We have cranes here. I love the sound of the cranes. It reminds me as if we still had dinosaurs around. I think they are the closest thing to the sound of a dinosaur we have left. Their call, there is just so, it sounds so prehistoric to me. What else is, I had really good weather to put the trees in, and even after most of them were in, we got some rain, so that was helpful, and the trees are doing well thus far. So, and they're going to do well. I just know it. They're gonna grow up big and strong and provide, you know, shelter for and homes for the birds and the deer, and they'll be gorgeous, especially in the wintertime. They'll be that nice green color across the landscape. So I'm looking forward to that. And so until we meet again, this is Angelique. I appreciate you, and I'm sending you my love. Have a great week. Take care, and smile, baby.